RNZ Pacific, Yokwe, I'm Moretuila Epatela with the news. American Samoa's Deputy Director of Health says six people who arrived on a Hawaiian Airlines flight have tested positive for COVID-19. 179 travellers arrived on the January 6 Hawaiian Airlines flight. Health officials expect some of the travellers may have contracted the Omicron variant. Deputy Director of Health Vesi Fautanu says all were removed from the quarantine sites and taken to the alternate care facility in Tafuna, where they are to be quarantined for an extra 14 days. He says all are fully vaccinated and are doing well. The US Army Commander, Colonel Thomas Pugsley, has apologised to the people of the Marshall Islands for the breakdown of established COVID-19 protocols for Army repatriation groups arriving at Kwajalein Atoll. The regular weekly flight of Army personnel from Honolulu to Kwajalein Atoll last Tuesday was allowed to depart Hawaii before COVID test results were available. Three of the 37 passengers tested positive for COVID immediately after arrival on Kwajalein. All 37 are in quarantine and the three positive people are considered border cases. A negative COVID test is required for anyone to fly from Honolulu to the Marshall Islands. The commander says since the incident, the Army has jointly revisited the COVID-19 protocols and put in place additional measures to strengthen them. The Cook Islands government is ramping up its COVID measures in preparation for the reopening of the two-way quarantine-free travel bubble with New Zealand. The first Air New Zealand flight is scheduled to take off from Auckland for Rarotonga on Friday. RNZ Pacific's Lydia Lewis has more.
Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown says they're ready, prepared and protected, and he's confident now is the time to open up. New health measures come into effect this week, including mandatory mask wearing in high-risk businesses and venues and on public transport. The Cook Islands government is urging the diligent use of CookSafe contact tracing tools, and some businesses and government agencies must now have COVID-19 health and safety officers.
Social gatherings in Fiji homes and communities are now limited to 20 people as the government moved this week to contain the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in the community. There are close to 5,000 active cases in isolation, with the death toll at 714. Since Fiji's international borders reopened on December the 1st, gatherings of up to 100 people had been allowed. But Fiji's Tourism and Trade Minister Faiz Koya says the key measures against COVID-19 are to contain the Omicron variant's transmission.
You should follow these rules, not because we demand it of you or we will fine you, but because they are proven to work at protecting you from contacting COVID-19. So please get boosted and get back to the basics of COVID safety so we can actually get through this challenge together and get on with our economic recovery.
Faiz Koya says people who fail to follow the health protocols will be punished. Samoa is expecting to receive COVID-19 booster shots, but it's unclear when they will arrive. The latest data from Samoa's Ministry of Health shows 86% of the eligible population are fully vaccinated and 96% have had their first dose. The National Emergency Operations Centre Chairman Angafili Tomei Manoshemlio says from next month it will be mandatory for public servants to provide COVID-19 vaccination cards in order to work. Angafili says these stringent measures are for people's safety and he's hopeful the business community will follow suit. This week, Samoa's Tourism Authority has made it compulsory for staff to provide proof of vaccination to be able to enter their workplace. Prince Andrew will now face or have to settle a civil lawsuit in the US over sexual allegation assaults. Virginia Giuffre is suing the prince, claiming he sexually assaulted her when she was just 17 years old. As the BBC's Nara Tufik reports, Ms. Giuffre's lawyers have released a statement.
They say that she is pleased that the motion to dismiss was denied and that evidence can now be taken concerning her claims. She says she looks forward to judicial determination of the merits of those claims. So really the sentiment there that she is pleased that this will go ahead, that the civil case can get underway and that the two sides can move forward with not only exchanging evidence, but a key part of this civil case is that both sides will be deposed, will be interviewed.
Prince Andrew denies any wrongdoing. In the UK, Labour leader Keir Starmer is calling for Boris Johnson to resign. The Prime Minister has admitted in Parliament that he attended a Downing Street party during the height of the first lockdown. Mr. Starmer highlighted how people had made great sacrifices and died without loved ones while the Prime Minister partied.
So we've got the Prime Minister attending Downing Street parties, a clear breach of the rules. We've got the Prime Minister putting forward a series of ridiculous denials, which he knows are untrue. Yes. A clear breach of the ministerial code. Yeah. That code says ministers who knowingly mislead Parliament will be expected to offer their resignation. The party's over, Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson says he thought he was attending a work event. In sport, an England rugby international has been arrested on suspicion of raping a teenager in Manchester. The 29-year-old, who can't be named for legal reasons, plays for Premiership club Sale Sharks. A 41-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of administering a substance with intent to cause a sexual offence. The two youngest members of the Silver Ferns touring party have been getting plenty of attention from the New Zealand netballers. Defenders Kalia Johnson and Phoenix Karaka have taken their young daughters on tour to London for the quad series against England, Australia and South Africa, with New Zealand's first game against Australia on Sunday. Silver Ferns captain Gina Crampton says it's part of the team's culture that the babies would be welcome.
Just paving the way for women's sport, really. I think it's so cool that they're able to come. And, you know, there's 20-odd babysitters here, really. You know, they'll be fighting over the kids all week, so it's going to be cool.
The teams are using the quad series to prepare for July's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.